local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yes, welcome back. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin and John here in the studio with you. And just about 5:10 here. I mean, we've got a lot of stories to get into and a lot of time to get into them. So let's get started. Starting with our top three stories here. Donald Trump says that he has agreed to three debates in September against Vice President Kamala Harris. He said that the debates will be on Fox News, ABC, and NBC. He has not indicated, though, if the Harris campaign has agreed to said debates. The two tickets have been engaged in a back and forth over a debate agreement. So hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll get on the same page with this one.
That's right. And the two astronauts who were supposed to just take an eight-day trip might be stranded until 2025 due to Boeing spaceship problems. It sounds like Gilligan's Island three-hour tour. Yeah. It was just a three-hour tour. NASA announced yesterday that there would be a further delay in Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams' return home from the ISS. Issues with helium leaks and thruster failures have forced the astronauts to remain aboard the ISS for more than 60 days. NASA said if tests show a return flight on Starliner to be too risky, then the astronauts could be forced to wait and come back on SpaceX Crew Dragon in February. You know, I don't mind spending time in space.
Yeah, well, I do.
A free trip. Oh. I mean, it'd be fun floating around. You know,
being away from your family and your life as you know it.
Oh, well, they've got, you know, FaceTime and stuff, so we're good.
Okay. The estate of one of the victims of last year's OceanGate submarine implosion is now suing the company for $50 million as part of a wrongful death lawsuit. It's the estate of Paul Henry Nargileau. He and four others were killed when the sub imploded while on an expedition to the site of the Titanic. The lawsuit claims that there were serious issues with the sub and that it had a troubled past. Attorneys argue that CEO Stockton Rush, who also died in the mission, did not disclose key issues about the sub's condition. And that was, I mean, I remember that being a controversy, like, right when the news broke. Because they were talking, it's like, man, there were several issues or at least question marks surrounding the structural integrity of this thing. And, of course, I mean, talking about implosions and the pressure, when you get that far below sea level, it's frightening. That's just a terrible situation.
I don't understand why they didn't send it down for a test run.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, well, because I'm not trying to make any accusations here because it's something that I'm not an expert on. But I know that they were talking about how, you know, they knew that they had cut corners and they were trying to, I think, kind of keep it hush-hush and just kind of, like, hurry it. You can't hurry that. Like,
no.
I don't have to be an expert to say that much. You can't hurry that stuff. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? It's a literal death wish. Getting into some local headlines here, an Okaloosa County judge ruled that Escambia County ran afoul of the First Amendment when it sued the Pensacola News Journal and others to seek the return of Commissioner Jeff Burgosh's leaked text messages. Of course, this was a breaking news story soon before we went live this afternoon, and this is huge. Okaloosa County Court Judge Jonathan Schlechter dismissed the county's lawsuit against the News Journal's parent company, Gannett, and two county residents, Jonathan Owens and Alex Arduni, on Thursday, and found that the lawsuit violated Florida's anti-SLAPP law, or strategic lawsuit against public participation. We are going to have on Pensacola Morning News tomorrow, I say we, I ain't going to be there. But tomorrow morning at around 6:35, Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News, along with John, of course, are going to have Jonathan Owens on and talk about this. Because I mean,
that's
going to
be good.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I can't wait for that.
You know, because it's one thing to get like an insider's perspective, but this guy, we're talking front lines here. I mean, he was
the
one
in the middle of it.
Yeah, he was the one that was at legal stake. And he and luckily, it sounds like he was on the winning end. So good for him. Don't know the guy, but happy to have you. All righty, what else is going on here locally, John?
Escambia County is exploring ways to pay for obtaining the retired passenger ship SS United States and sinking it in the Gulf of Mexico as an artificial reef. Just like they did a few years ago with the aircraft carrier Oriskany, there are two possible outcomes for the old ocean liner: sink it as a reef or take it to the scrapyard. Last week, it seemed the commissioners and the community supported the idea. The board agreed to look at funding options before deciding if they wanted to pursue it.
Just about 5:15 here. We're a minute early, but we've got a traffic and weather sponsor, and we've got a lot on the roads to cover. So with that said, just in time for a traffic and weather update. This one's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. looking at the roads here, there is quite a lot going on. So we'll start with Three Mile Bridge. We did have a broken down vehicle that was causing some backups if you were traveling southbound, just about to get into Gulf Breeze. However, all of that congestion has seemingly cleared out, so I figured we'll start this segment with some good news. However, we still have some problems on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Palafox Street itself, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Highway 29 as well, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess, and Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. This entire area has been giving us trouble for a while now, at around this time every day. So if you are used to driving these routes, that should be no surprise to you. We also have some issues on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street as well, so be sure to look out for that. Outside of that, it's just going to be really the Pace Milton areas. There's several spots of note on Highway 90. Most notably, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we've got some heavy backups there. Also have some if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. And we had a little bit at the intersection where Chemukla Highway meets Florida Town Road. But outside of those few spots on Highway 90, there's not too much going on in the Pace Milton areas. As for the weather, it's 93 degrees. Just refreshed a page. 92 degrees. In Pensacola right now. Tonight, it's going to be a low of 77, and we'll get out of that heat advisory. But then tomorrow, we're going to hop right back into another one with a high of 95. All righty, carrying on with some local headlines here. Escambia County residents hoping that the Wedgewood Community Center will reopen soon, as it has remained closed ever since it was the site of a mass shooting on July 28th. The shooting left 2 people killed and 5 others injured near a pavilion outside the center, which has left its once full parking lot empty ever since. The center is currently under county management, with there being hopes to soon invest in security improvements, but no date for the center's reopening has been set yet.
Well, more details on the Perdido Key assessment situation. 6 condo owners are suing Escambia County over public easement on their beachfront properties. The easement was discovered last year on the original land deeds from the 1950s, which say the U.S. government made the first 75 feet from the water public property. But the condo owners say that portion of the beach is theirs, and they're taking the county to court, despite County Administrator Wes Marino saying the county has not yet been officially served. This is nonetheless a matter he vows to fight.
Yeah, the county obviously up in arms about this, especially if this is a rule, so to speak, that has stood for decades. But I mean, you know, if the owners just didn't know and they were not adequately informed and they've been spending this entire time thinking it's private property, and, you know, now they're shaking their fists saying, what are we, commies? Come on. So this is a pretty problematic. this is a pretty problematic situation. I'm just trying to put it in you know, just more human terms. There's a lot of legal talk in these headlines, and, you know, we've been told to make it conversational. So that's I'm trying to be relatable to the American people. Also here going on, we got a man.
You're running for president.
I'm trying to be a man of the masses. That's what I'm trying to do here. All right. While John cackles over there, this is a serious story. A man was arrested after he rammed a car with his own vehicle during a road rage incident. According to an FHP crash report, 62-year-old Mitchell Hayden Coffey and another 32-year-old man got into a fight on Graves Road Tuesday night around 7 p.m. They were almost involved in a crash where apparently a death threat was made. Coffey then went home before re-entering the road, which is where he saw the other man again somehow. While the man was at a stop, Coffey allegedly intentionally hit the man's vehicle with his own 3 times. The report said that Coffey then went home, grabbed a handgun, and put it in his car. Coffey was arrested and charged with aggravated battery, hit and run, driving under the influence, providing false information, and refusing to submit. So a lot of charges.
Yeah, wow. The list keeps growing. The proposed hotel at the Pensacola Community Maritime Park will be a Reverb by Hard Rock Property. It features more than 125 hotel technologically enhanced rooms.
Fancy.
Got my attention. Full service restaurant, again, my attention. Rooftop bar, lobby bar, and lounge. Quick service restaurant and fitness center. Design team includes Gensler and Kravitz Design and the global conceptual design firm helmed by the music and style icon Lanny Kravitz. The proposal also includes an apartment complex and a retail center next to Blue Wahoo Stadium. And I think that will be an awesome addition.
Oh, Heck yeah.
Down there.
That's going to be quite an attraction for sure. And OneBlood is back to business as usual after its ransomware attack on July 29th posed quite a challenge for the nonprofit organization, though it was immediately proactive in its response, implementing alternative processes such as continuing to collect, test, process, and distribute blood to hospitals. OneBlood software system being up has, of course, put them back at full capacity. So very, very wholesome note to end this local segment on. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got an equally loaded slate for you with state and national news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever feel powerless? Powerless to change your circumstances? So did the man at the Pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. This man had an infirmity that rendered him powerless for 38 years. Do you know what changed everything for this man? It was the day he met Jesus. The powerless man met the powerful Son of God. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately this man picked up his bed and walked for the first time in 38 years. I don't know what it is that's making you feel powerless, whether it's financial, physical, or relational, but I do know that the all-powerful God can meet your need if you'll put your faith in Him.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Rodeo is Friday and Saturday night at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds. Come out for all the rodeo fun. See srsostarfoundation.org for more info. A free back-to-school block party event will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Free Will Ministries on Michigan Avenue. Over 20 community partners will participate. See Free Will Ministries on Facebook for more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Every few thousand years, come true man's greatest fears. torture brings to tears.
Well, you know, sometimes I think that we get a little carried away and we need a more mellow vibe, so I guess that was a well-placed song. I don't know. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:25 here. We'll go ahead and get you a quick check of the roads and weather, or at least as quick as I can make it. There's been a lot going on the roads this afternoon. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, that congestion has worsened, pushing you back onto I-110 north. Also on Palafox Street itself, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, we typically have issues at that intersection every day just because. However, we do have an accident reported there if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. And some backups on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. So several spots of note in Pensacola alone. Outside of that, it's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, or eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's 92 degrees in Pensacola. It's a beautiful day. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful as well, but that doesn't mean it's not hot. We are in the middle of a heat advisory right now. Tonight's low is going to be 77, but tomorrow's high is going to be 95, placing us right into another heat advisory. Looking at some state headlines here, Florida leaders warning communities about disaster-related scams as Tropical Storm Debbie continues to impact the state. Attorney General Ashley Moody issued a consumer alert earlier today asking residents to be cautious of price gouging and other schemes that bad actors could use to try to take advantage of those affected by the storm. Some of the scams could include contractor fraud or fake debris removal companies. Moody says that qualified contractors are usually in high demand and become booked out for months. She's urging people to do their research and verify licenses before accepting services from any business.
Well, the state's Department of Commerce and Department of Transportation sent a letter to Port Canaveral leaders late last week saying they don't support current dock plans that appear to favor cruise terminals over the space industry. The state says if the project is not reversed, the port could lose millions of dollars in current and future investments. Port leaders are expected to take up the issue at its meeting later this month.
And the city of Gulfport recovering boats that were scattered across the beach when Debbie moved through the area earlier this week. Police and the U.S. Coast Guard have been assessing the damages. At least 13 vessels have been identified so far. Boaters are being urged to find a safe harbor or marine somewhere, not along the bay, because of the major recovery efforts required after the storm. The city is still trying to identify the owners of vessels in an effort to clean up the scene as quickly as possible.
And two men are facing charges in connection to a Sarasota murder last month. Sheriff's Office says 24-year-old Damonte Tillery and 23-year-old Kareem McDowell were arrested late last week. Suspects are accused of shooting 47-year-old Edward Dukes Jr. to his death on July 25th.
And the Pinellas County School District facing a civil complaint over an incident involving a student from a couple years ago. Several attorneys held a press conference earlier today to discuss the alleged rough handling of Manaya Sharif at Boca Sierra High School. The student's family claims that police pushed the child against a wall and put her in handcuffs. Meanwhile, law enforcement says that the injuries she sustained were simply from her resisting the resource officer. A police report claims that the situation stemmed from Sharif, trying to fight another student in class.
Well, we have more details on the 2024 Python Challenge. Seems to be Bobby's favorite, which will be kicking off in the Florida Everglades in just a matter of days. The 11th annual competition is designed to remove the invasive Burmese pythons from the state's ecosystem because they pose a threat to native wildlife. Participants must find and kill the snakes within one of the seven eligible areas in order for their entries to be accepted. Cash prizes will go out to contestants who catch the most and largest pythons. Nearly 200 pythons were removed last year. Challenge will begin on Friday and run through August 18th.
Yes, and gators permitting, John will be there in just full action.
That's right.
Here nationally, heavy rain and tornadoes are hitting North Carolina as Tropical Storm Debbie continues to hammer the east. According to the National Hurricane Center, the storm has headed north from South Carolina, with both states having been expected to take the heaviest blows upon her making a second landfall. There have been several confirmed tornadoes from the storm, with three happening in North Carolina, along with flooding in multiple states.
Well, Donald Trump says he's rather be running against VP Kamala Harris than President Biden. At a press event from his Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida, Trump criticized Harris's record on crime and other issues. This is his first public appearance since Harris became the nominee and selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as a running mate.
And if you thought Trump was done talking, just you wait. During an interview with Fox News, he claimed that Kamala Harris didn't pick Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro because he's Jewish. He went on to say that the Harris campaign thought picking Shapiro would offend others. The Harris campaign has denied Trump's allegations, and Shapiro himself has come out and expressed reservations to the campaign about leaving his job as governor.
Well, the NYPD is investigating after the Brooklyn home of a top Columbia University official was vandalized and targeted with insects. Police believe the pro-Palestinian protesters splattered the paint on the Brooklyn Heights building where Columbia Chief Operating Officer Cass Holloway lives early Thursday morning and released live crickets into the lobby, calling them a gift, a present. Glass was also broken and inverted red triangles, a symbol Hamas uses to target enemies, were scrawled on the building.
My goodness. And lastly here, hundreds of thousands of residents across Northeast Ohio are still without power after damaging storms and tornadoes hit that state as well. Almost 260,000 still in the dark. That earlier today was over 260,000, so at least we're moving in the right direction. Electric company First Energy is describing the outages as historic and says that more than 2,500 crews are coming from other states to help restore power. So I know that I think it was... It was somewhere in the state what consulted Bob Johnson and the Santa Rosa County deputies for help, you know, because we do our part in the storm and all that and recovering. So it's good to know that that happens in the, you know, Midwest as well, I suppose. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Fox News break coming up.
I'm Tom Rigotti with Tom Graham.
Vice President Kamala Harris continues to campaign in swing states today, holding events in Michigan and Arizona. Former President Donald Trump reacting to her recent rallies.
She has 1,000 people or 1,500 people, and they say, oh, the enthusiasm's back. No, no. The enthusiasm is with me and the Republican Party.
Holding a press conference at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida.
Tropical storm Debbie drenching millions as the system makes its way north up the East Coast. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
Debbie has been a stubborn storm with unrelenting wind and rain. And unfortunately, it's not over yet.
Debbie is blamed for 7 deaths after making landfall in Florida. Residents as far north as Vermont are expected to get several inches of rain. America is listening to Fox News.
Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon's multi-billion dollar investment into AI firm Anthropic is formally being investigated by a UK competition regulator. The CMA says it has begun phase one of their investigation to assess whether the deal has resulted in a relevant merger situation that may harm competition throughout the UK. Shares of Howard Hughes Holdings rose today on the news it received a buyout offer for the $3 billion real estate company from billionaire Bill Ackman's Pershing Square. The Texas-based company says Pershing Square has proposed taking the company private by buying the roughly 62.5% of its stock that it doesn't already own. On Wall Street, stocks shot higher on the backs of easing fears of a U.S. recession, the Dow gaining 683 points, while the S&P 500 was up by 119. NASDAQ gained 460 points. U.S. oil futures for September crude over $76 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code COMFORT at checkout. That's harrys.com, code COMFORT. Enjoy.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Drake May will make his Patriots debut tonight in the preseason, but the expectation is that May will start the regular season on the bench. The Patriots recently were willing to offer Brandon Ayuk a contract worth $32 million a year, but the wide receiver had no interest in joining New England. The Pats used to be in the NFL penthouse, but now they reside in the outhouse. And the only way that New England can quickly become an attractive destination again is if Drake May is all that and then some whenever he gets his chance to start. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor, you're an owner. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
You've got to watch your NFL team every Sunday, and Verizon's got you covered for all your team's out-of-market games every Sunday afternoon.
Come on!
From kickoff to sign-off, from first downs and touchdowns,
oh yeah,
to turnovers,
no,
and overturned plays.
After review, the pass was incomplete.
Nice!
Let's go!
This season, win every Sunday with Verizon. Get a great deal on NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV, and a new phone. Excludes digital-only games. Terms and embargoes apply.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Her face is
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I always hate it when that happens. I'm like, okay, I'll jump in right now. And then right as I'm starting to pot it down, that's when they start singing. So it's like we just start talking at the same time. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And then we'll get you an Olympic medal update. Woo-hoo! Looking at the roads here, we do have a lot to report on. Got some backup still on Palafox Street. There was an accident report in that area if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Also got some on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. And I-10, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, that's still going to have you backed up just barely onto I-110 North. So be on the lookout for that. Beyond that, it's just a couple more of the usual hitters. Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, has some minor congestion developing. Then it's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 92 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory, but I know you don't need me to tell you that. Very hot outside. But tonight's going to be a low of 77 with mostly clear skies for a beautiful sunshiny day tomorrow, high of 95 and another heat advisory. So I don't know if you got like AC in your car, I guess just admire the skies from there. Looking at the sports headlines here and the medal update, we've got 103. I say we as if I had something to do with it. The
you
U.S. Yeah, I'm a natural born citizen. My patriotism has carried over. 103 total medals to China's 73, so we're a nice even 30 ahead of them. But it's a very narrow edge, 30-29 in golds. So we are up just by one. When it comes to total medal count and golds outside of the U.S. and China, nobody's touching them. Just no chance. I think, let's see, third place for total medals is France with 54. So they're almost 20 behind China. So they're almost 50 behind us. And then Australia is third with golds, but they are 11 behind China. So it's just very, very... Not a very deep slate. America's a clear number one. China's a number two that's kind of trying to touch the whole gold count. And outside of that, it's just thanks for coming, everybody. All right, some other Olympic headlines here. Swimmer
Katie.
Medal. you know, Americans, when it comes to talking about the Olympics and stuff, we're so toxic, but it's so fun. I'll tell you what it's like to lose when I do. All right, swimmer Katie Ledecky and rower Nick, I said Med last hour, I think it's Nick Mead, will be the U.S. flag bearers at the Paris Olympics closing ceremony. Ledecky became the most decorated female U.S. Olympian of all time at these summer games. Meanwhile, Mead helped the men's rowing team win their first gold medal in 64 years. He's the first rower to ever be given the honor of being a flag bearer. The closing ceremony will be held Sunday.
And Team USA is adding more track medals to his tally after the men's 200-meter race. In the signature event, Noah Lyles, who actually had COVID, it came out today,
really?
Took the bronze after winning the 100-meter race on Sunday. Yes, he had COVID and ran.
And finished on the podium.
That's
wild.
He was aiming to be just the 10th runner ever to win both events at the same Olympics. Meanwhile, Lyles' teammate Kenny Bednarek won the silver.
I think it's Bednarek.
Yeah, whatever.
Better.
Yeah, I got you.
Bednarek. It sounds like a type of fish.
It is.
U.S. men's basketball.
Okay, spoiler alert. If you don't want to know this about USA basketball.
We have an update on USA basketball, and it was a tight finish. If you don't want to hear that,
but they just heard it.
No, I said it was a tight finish. I didn't say who won.
Okay.
Golly.
All right.
How can you lecture me on spoilers if you don't even know when to pick them out of the conversation? All right. If you haven't gone away yet, you deserve what you're about to hear. U.S. men's basketball had a close call against Serbia today, having to climb back from a 17-point deficit to win 95-91. The U.S. will now face France for the gold. So, man, I mean, John, you and I were talking about it on break. Mm-hmm. We played them back in like late June, just demolished them,
right.
Won by 26 points.
And then even pool play.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And now, man, getting beat up by 17 and having to come back and win. And now we're playing the host nation who has Serbia, we know, has Nikola Jokic, but France has Rudy Gobert, don't they? So, I mean, that's the thing. It's like these aren't weakling teams, so hopefully the U.S. can pull it out. Some other headlines here. The CrossFit Games, we do have an update for this one. They started today in North Texas, but they came to a stop due to an athlete drowning during a running and swimming event. He's been identified as 28-year-old Lazar Dukic of Serbia. He drowned early this morning after going underwater and never coming up, with one social media post claiming that the tragedy happened near the finish line. More details regarding the circumstances are still being pursued.
Hey, we've got two NFL preseason games tonight, both starting at 6 o'clock. Panthers at Lions and Panthers at Patriots and Lions at Giants, with the NFL Network showing that game.
Yeah, well, actually showing the Panthers-Pats one, yeah. And we'll give score updates around this time next hour of those. And then we also had an NFL headline here about quarterback Nick Foles. If you remember Super Bowl 52 and the Eagles getting their first ever Super Bowl win, I believe, then you'll probably remember Nick. He was the MVP in Super Bowl 52 with the Eagles after taking over quarterbacking duties for starter Carson Wentz late in the season. Other teams he played for include the St. Louis Rams, not Los Angeles. Yes, St. Louis. Very important distinction there. Kansas City Chiefs, Jacksonville Jaguars, Chicago Bears, and the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah, St. Louis Rams, that's a very important distinction because it puts into perspective how long he was in the league. What, he joined, he was drafted, what, in like 2011, 2012, mm-hmm. something like that? And I think he had two stints with the Eagles. It was his second one with Philly that he won the Super Bowl with them. And lastly here, right before traffic and weather, the White Sox are parting ways with manager Pedro Grifol. This comes after the team suffered a historic 21-game losing streak before finally winning a game earlier this week on Tuesday. The team is currently at an MLB worst, 28-89 on the season. Wow. All right, just about 5:45 here. Another quick check at the roads and weather. Still got some issues on Palafox Street at the intersection with Burgess Road and Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, has some minor backups, but they don't reach for too far, luckily. Then it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That congestion is slowly, very slowly, but surely starting to lessen a bit. So hopefully over the course of the next 10, 20 minutes or so, that will be looking significantly better. Then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Since we last covered on that area, it has seemingly gotten worse. So there's some good news for you as we look at where else we have problems on the roads. The last major spot's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 92 degrees in Pensacola. Heat advisory, of course, still in effect. Tonight's going to be a low of 77 with mostly clear skies. But tomorrow, while it's going to be beautiful in disguise, it's going to be 95 degrees and another heat advisory taking effect then. So very, if you like to crisp, I guess it's great news. Outside of that, there's not much I can do for you. John, what's going on in health, business, and science notes?
Chris.
Yeah, if you like to simmer. Yeah.
Well, Wall Street is closing with stocks sharply higher today. This comes after new labor market numbers gave investors a boost in confidence toward the economy. The latest weekly unemployment claims came in at 233,000 against projections of 240,000. The closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 683 points, about 1.67%, to end at 39,446. The S&P rose by 119 points to 53.19, and the NASDAQ gained 464 points to close at 16,660.
And fewer Americans are seeking first-time unemployment benefits from the government. The Department of Labor says it received 233,000 initial requests in the week ending August 3rd. That's a drop of about 17,000 from the previous week's revised total and less than the 240,000 that most analysts had been expecting.
Well, Costco is also cracking down on membership sharing, Austin.
Yes.
Now, the wholesale retailer is introducing membership scanning devices to be used at the front door. Members will need to scan their card so employees can match up the photo with you. For those who have cards without photos, Costco says to come with a valid photo ID, but encourages them to get their photo taken at the membership counter.
Oh. Well, yeah, you know me, I'm always membership sharing.
I know.
Just like with Netflix. I was that way with Netflix, and then
now Disney Plus, yeah.
Yeah, Disney Plus, they're cracking down on me too. People just can't have fun anymore.
No.
Mortgage rates are down, so there's some good news for you. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged less than 6.5% this week. That's according to Freddie Mac. That's down since last week's 6.73%, and it's also the lowest since May of last year. The news comes as home prices remain sky high nationwide.
Well, California's catastrophic wildfires are putting birds and their habitats in danger. Researchers say the biggest fire-related risk for birds is smoke, because of their sensitive respiratory systems. Birds that were near or in the wildfire smoke have decreased in body mass, which researchers believe is likely from the smoke preventing them from scavenging or hunting. Studies have shown that smoke can delay or disrupt migration patterns.
Yeah, I mean, well, if the smoke's clouding the what's beneath you and the sky, I mean, I can definitely see that. Nearly a quarter of intimate partner murder suicides are committed by someone banned from owning a gun. That's according to a 43-person focus group analysis by the advocacy group Every Town for Gun Safety. Its report said that reasons they were prohibited from owning a firearm included domestic violence restraining orders, felony convictions, misdemeanor domestic violence crime, or, of course, mental health issues. The report also said that children witnessed the incident in 43% of those reported and were killed in 16%. So a very unfortunate headline here. I will say, regarding these statistics, it says it's coming from Every Town for Gun Safety, but, and I could just be misreading it, but it says they're committed by someone banned from owning a gun, but is it implied that they do it with a gun anyway? Is that the implication?
I don't know. That's
well, because if they are committing these atrocities without guns, then it sounds like, if anything, this would be an argument for why strict gun laws shouldn't be enforced, because it clearly isn't helping in these cases. I don't know. Maybe I'm just an idiot. But we'll tackle that subject later. Just about 5:50, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll tackle some pop culture notes, followed by some wacky weird stories and some good news to round out hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
We came into this broadcast tonight with me running by John. I'm like, this is an old song. I'm just going to warn you now. I wasn't familiar with it, but I looked it up to make sure there was no swearing. And yes, I'm not joking when I say I had to make sure it wasn't Christmas related because the title was kind of cryptic. But nonetheless, that my father is 60 years old and that song's older than him. So, but you know what? We're all about diversity here and a variety of music, so I'm all for it. I think John was graduating high school when that song came out, so I'm sure.
No, that was 1894.
So I'm sure that song takes him back to his glory days. All right. I'm done being a jerk for now. 5:53, we'll get into some pop culture notes. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, by the way. If I were a professional, I would have led with that. All right, so we got a box office review for you here. The film adaptation of Colleen Hoover's It Ends With Us is expected to get off to a pretty strong start at the box office, being projected to make between $25 and $35 million in its first weekend. However, Deadpool and Wolverine is going to take first again with an expected $47 to $50 million in its third outing. Elsewhere, the film adaptation of the video game Borderlands is projected to make between $12 and $16 million in its debut weekend, and Neon's horror film Cuckoo, starring Hunter Schafer, is expected to make $3 million in its debut.
Now, are you going to go see Borderlands?
I played the game when I was younger. I had a buddy who was like really into it, and it's a fun game, but I never really got too deep into the storyline. So probably not, but I've seen it promoted. It looks about what you would expect from a Borderlands film. So it's going to be probably pretty violent, crude, funny, but you know, there's going to be some aspects of humor for sure, but won't be for chillins. I played Borderlands when I was a kid. I was not supposed to, but I did anyway.
You violated that.
I'm telling your mama and daddy.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, hey, it was 17 plus, you know, mature audiences. However, I played it before I was 17, so yeah, kind of a bad boy, you know.
Well,
but
I can see that.
But now I'm 23. I'm old enough to see the movie, and I'm probably not gonna. So it's weird how that works. What else is going on in pop culture notes, John?
Well, Steve Martin and his ending speculation of whether he'll return to Saturday Night Live to play Democratic VP candidate Tim Walz. SNL offered him the role, but he's a firm no. Funny Man told show creator and producer Lorne Michaels he's not an impressionist and that SNL really needs someone who can nail Tim Walz. Martin claims he was picked because they kind of look alike with the gray hair and glasses.
That's all it takes to look alike.
I know, right? Martin has hosted SNL 15 times. Former cast member Maya Rudolph is returning to reprise her impression of Kamala Harris, and she nails it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Every single time.
And that's the thing. I mean, I said it last hour. I get it. Like, I get if you're not an impressionist, it's very, you know, modest to say, hey, I don't think I'm the best person for that role. A veteran actor saying that, it's like you gotta appreciate it. And I understand that you want to have a great impression for Walz when you do have such a great impression for Harris, especially if they're on the screen together. However, it's just in the back of my head. I wonder if he's just kind of saying that to kind of avoid, because it's such a heightened political climate, and we see celebrities get dragged over this or that. Just yesterday, I mean, while it was an extreme example, just yesterday we heard about Tenacious D still trying to come back from their issues after one of them made a political remark that, well, as I said, it was extreme. It was rough. But nonetheless, it's like politics wedged into their act that's been together for years. So it's like he could just be wanting to kind of dodge some of this potential drama. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Just past 5:55, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. As I said, we're starting to see some things die down ever so slightly on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Still got some heavy backups on Palafox Street itself, though, at the intersection with Burgess Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess and Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's the same thing I've said every 10-minute segment, every 10 minutes after a segment this afternoon. 92 degrees in Pensacola, fair weather, got a heat advisory. If you feel the humidity on your skin, you'll know that we are in a heat advisory. As we get into tonight, it's going to be a low of 77 with mostly clear skies. And tomorrow, it's going to be a beautiful day, but a high of 95 and yet another heat advisory. All right. How about that? Let's see. Carrying on with some pop culture. I'm sorry, man. I try to, you know, sound as enthusiastic as I can about that.
Oh,
but
you do.
But then I think about how it's going to feel when I get into my truck, you know, and it's right. Just like, yeah. All right. Michelle Pfeiffer is set to lead a Yellowstone sequel series. The show will be called Madison. It's described as a study of grief and human connection that follows a family from New York City in central Montana's Madison River Valley. The final season of Yellowstone, meanwhile, debuts on November 10th.
And a Brooklyn man who bought a political website name in 2020, hoping to make a profit, has just cashed in on his investment. That's right. He was right. 36-year-old trademark attorney, of course, domain name speculator Jeremy Green Etche bought the domain name named HarrisWalz.com for $8.99 4 years ago. after Kamala Harris was selected as President Joe Biden's running mate. Etche announced this week that he had accepted the $15,000 to part ways with the domain name. This is the first time he's made a big profit on a political domain name. He bought ClintonCain.com back in 2011, sold it in 2016 for $15,000.
Yeah, now that this is becoming more of like a trend for this dude, mm-hmm. I would not be surprised if they try to put the kibosh on this. Like if there is any law that could be implemented that, hey, you can't do this or that, I don't know if that's the case. But if there's anything that they could do to stop this from happening, I'm sure they will. Because it's one thing to try to kind of play the game and, you know, get a trademark on this or that before it becomes a thing. Whatever. Like, people are going to try to do that. They're looking for, you know, money. But when it comes to political officials and presidential campaigns, something that high level, typically I have that so much lower, forgive me for that. Anyway, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by the clock, no, but it's like the whole situation with something that high level and that official, I could see them trying to say, hey, you can't do that. Anything that could be used towards a political campaign, like, no, we have to keep that open just in case. Like, I don't know if they could implement that. No,
that's the entrepreneurial spirit of America.
Yes.
America.
Yeah, see, that's the tone I was trying to set earlier when I made my communist comment. And anyone who's just now joining has no idea what the heck I'm talking about. But you know what? We have a podcast page that you can listen to on News Radio 92.3. Listen to Pensacola right now and see what I'm referencing when I say that. All right, just about 6 o'clock when we return after WEAR Top of Hour News. We'll give you a rundown of everything happening in your world today one more time on this Thursday. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.